This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Che Appalachia founder Joe Troop was talking about funding the Postal Service before it was cool. He released a song in April called A Plea to the U.S. Government to Fully Fund the Postal Service, and it went viral and sparked another project that he's working on now called Picking for Progress. Joe Troop is a singer-songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. He was touring the U.S. with an international group that he founded, Che Appalachia, until the coronavirus landed him back in Danbury, North Carolina, just north of Winston-Salem. And he's on our show right now, Joe Troop. Welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Great to be on again, Frank.
Let's talk about this business of the Postal Service funding, something that's really personal for you, very important to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it affects me in a lot of ways. My band, now that we're not touring, we have to send out our merch to the Postal Service. That's how we make any money at all these days. And I'm living pretty rural these days, so if I'm going to order anything in the mail, it's going to have to come through the Postal Service. You know, FedEx and UPS don't deliver to every hill and holler in the mountains. You know, they rely on the Postal Service for their last leg. So, yeah.
Well, let's tell us about the song you wrote about the Postal Service. How'd that come about?
I was actually approached by ruralorganizing.org by my friend Matt Hildreth, who's the executive director, and he asked me to write a song about the Postal Service. And I immediately thought of my grandpa, who worked a mailroom at Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem. And, you know, even the sick and dying deserve to get their mail. There's just something so iconic and important about the post office that it just, you know, the song pretty much wrote itself. We filmed it, put it up, and it garnered a lot of attention, but we never would have thought 4 months later we'd be in the same pickle, or even worse of one.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to it. It's called A Plea to the U.S. Government to Fully Fund the Postal Service.
I'm waiting by the mailbox. They say a check is coming soon. $100 ease the pain and pay a bill or two, but no more aid will come my way unless I take a stand. The U.S. Postal Service dire needs help in hand. Oh, won't you heed this message? Won't you hear my mournful cry? It's hard to keep your wits about with all this death and dying. Harder times will come our way, on this you can't rely. Unless we learn to not be fooled by our dreadful lies. Our government is doing a disservice to us all. To not deliver us the mail should be against the law. So many men and women have risked their poor lives. And now it seems the government is leaving them behind. I too have lost my livelihood, I'm struggling day by day. All of the same won't bail me out while poor crooks are saved. In times like these it's fair to say we'll need new ways to hope. But if the Postal Service dies, my friends, that's all she wrote.
A plea to the U.S. government to fully fund the Postal Service from musician and Che Appalachia founder Joe Troop, my guest on the State of Things show. There is a song with a very unsexy title, released on YouTube, recorded at home, and released before all this hubbub about the postal, and it goes viral. Did that surprise you? Why do you think that people latched onto this the way they did?
Well, because rural Americans deserve a better narrative. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about rural people, where, you know, when in fact there are a lot of progressive voices in rural America. So I think that's why it got some attention. People identified with it. They're like, yeah, I'm in a rural area, but I'm not brainwashed.
Yeah.
I believe in the Postal Service.
Well, talk about the success, because the success of that led to another project, Picking for Progress. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, Picking for Progress is a video series that I am producing with an indigenous Guatemalan Kapchikel director named Roderico Diaz and a woman from North Carolina, a very amazing woman named Emily Ryan. And we are illuminating progressive voices from across the state of North Carolina and weaving in, I guess, social justice music with a series of mini documentaries. So, we're trying to get volunteers for a coalition that we built called VoteNC.org. So I would highly encourage everyone to go to VoteNC.org, where you can sign up to volunteer and help us get out the vote. But these videos are basically trying to encourage people to get out the vote by making them understand that it is going to affect our lives. And it's definitely going to affect the lives of the people that we are talking with.
But and that's the point, is that these aren't just PSAs for get out the vote. It's talking about the very issues that are at stake in this and every election as part of that mini doc. And then you write a song. So there's an original song and then interviews. And as you say, a mini doc. Let's talk about episode 3, for instance, one that features Dreema Caldwell. Tell us a bit about her and about her story.
Dreema Caldwell has borne the brunt of systemic injustice in Alamance County, North Carolina, where they have a very high cash bail. She got convicted of a crime that she did not commit. She had to take the fall for something, and she got slapped with a $40,000 cash bail. So you can just imagine the consequences of that kind of thing. But, I decided to write a song about Dreema, and I got to talk to her on the phone, and she's just one of the most sincere, one of the nicest people I ever got to speak with. She was just a very radiant person. She was working the night shift at a hotel, and I got her on the phone and got to talking, and just was thinking, it's a shame that people have to live in the shambles of this cruddy system. And, Alamance County Sheriff Terry Johnson is a ravenous bigot, and he's stealing money from poor people, basically slapping them with just exorbitant bonds, and
that is the claim. And when you use a phrase like stealing money from poor people, it's a kind of exaggerated claim that means this is a system that legally, that is not illegal. Stealing, theft obviously would be a crime, but that in effect, I think is what you mean. That in effect, we have legally authorized a kind of theft. And it bears most directly on poor people, which is what came through in your interview with Dreema Caldwell and part of the occurred in the YouTube video. I want to play just a clip from that interview with Dreema.
I spent many years on bail after paying a large bail, $40,000 bail. Getting an attorney cost a lot of money. And if I were to go to trial, it was going to cost $5,000 more that we didn't have. And so it became about not proving that I was right and about taking the consequence that would, the least consequence that I could take at that time. It led me to the place to fight cash bail reform. It led me to the place to seek political office. It led me to the place to wanting other people who are formerly criminally involved or currently criminally involved to have a voice.
That's Dreema Caldwell, featured in singer-songwriter Joe Troop's video series Picking for Progress. Dreema is an activist who is now running for Alamance County Commissioner. So now tell us a little about the song you wrote, Joe.
Yeah, Dreema she inspired me to, there's a long legacy of African Americans who persevere, and I just, I was inspired by her and the song. Like I said, I got familiar with her biography, and then I grabbed my banjo and it just kind of wrote itself. It's one of those, it's like the Postal Service song. It's something I just, it was like a mystical experience. So,
well, let's hear
very,
it.
Yeah.
Alamance County Jailhouse, back in 2015. In a place where the biggest crooks get off scot-free. A hard-working mama went weak in the knees. 40,000 cash
bill, an outlandish decree. The escorting officer startled as well, said, "Your magistrate, pardon, but that's an awfully high bill." He said, "I meant what I said, she pays up or gets jail." And such was the harsh fate of Dreama Caldwell. Dreama managed a daycare till one summer's day, when another employee made a tragic mistake. A child was left on the school bus, a close call but still grave. The Dreama wasn't at fault, she was destined to pay. When he issued a warrant, she went and turned herself in, and fell prey to a venomous magistrate's whim. Her kinfolk knew of a bondsman, they found a way to post bail. She went home in exchange for a mountain of debt. Sheriff Johnson wants Mayberry, thinks Sandy Griffith is real. Another twisted old man with cold-hearted ideals. His prison's raking in millions, stealing bonds from the poor. He takes great pleasure exacting what they cannot afford. Dreama was counseled to take a plea deal, which meant three woeful nights locked in concrete and steel, where she stared a sick system point blank in the eye. In Falcom Hill or high water, one does she watch it die. And that's how Dreama wound up here. Fearless leaders persevere. Fight on, Dreama, through the years. Sent to lead and help us here. After serving her sentence, life was never the same. With a criminal record tethered tied to her name, or the death growl of Dixie amidst a brutal firestorm, Dreama Caldwell has risen. She's demanding reform.
That is the rise of Dreama Caldwell. New music from Che Apalache founder Joe Troop, part of the video series Pickin' for Progress. And you can find links to that series on YouTube at our website, stateofthings.org. Joe, what are some of the other issues that you're going to highlight or have been highlighting?
Well, we spoke with a Lumbee activist, and we're talking about environmental injustice that, you know, indigenous people and people of color are facing throughout the state. I spent yesterday in the Quala boundary with two amazing Cherokee leaders, and today we're heading to Morganton to cover, you know, what's happening at Case Farm Chickens. And we worked with the Farm Labor Organizing Committee on episode four down in, episode five down in the Goldsboro area, covering migrant workers and how they're being exploited by the likes of RJ Reynolds Tobacco. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening in North Carolina, but there's also a lot of amazing leaders and a lot of amazing progressive voices that I hope people will check out.
Well, Joe, we've got time for one more song, but first I want to thank you very much for all your work and for joining us today.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure, Frank.
Joe Troop, founder of Che Apalache, singer and songwriter. You can find out more about his Pickin' for Progress video series in YouTube at our website, stateofthings.org. And our program is produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hullab-Mormon, Kaya Findlay, and Stacia Brown. Jenny Lawson, our technical director. Al Wodarski also helped engineer today's show. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of Joe Troop. Sin fin.
sigue. Como era la gente que ya estaba aquí. Carolina del Norte, su pasado apesta. Desde siempre detesta admitir la verdad. Nuestra tierra querida se fundó con mentiras. Hijo, solo es nuestra por saber bien robar. Tierra.